This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Hey, everybody, welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. You can find me on Twitter at Doug Plagans. And we've got a lot to cover here in this hour. It's our playoff preview show here on the Panthers Insider Show. The most wonderful time of the year, folks, the Stanley Cup playoffs. And the Panthers are heading into a big first-round series against the Boston Bruins that will begin coming up on Monday night at 7:30 p.m. at TD Garden in Boston. It's the Panthers and the Boston Bruins. Now, Boston, of course, had the best regular season in National Hockey League history, certainly in the modern era, as they finished 65-12-5, 135 points to win the President's Trophy. The Panthers, in the second wildcard spot, 42-32-8, had that great push at the end of the season, got them into a wildcard spot. 92 points for the Panthers, so that's how the two teams stacked up during the regular season. But tell you what, the beauty of the Stanley Cup playoffs, when you get into the postseason, everything resets back to zero, and every team in this tournament is certainly good enough to make a very deep run. A big series, Panthers-Bruins, it starts up Monday. So before we get too far along, we're going to get to the schedule here for the first round series in a moment. We're going to have lots of sound coming up here in this opening segment, as we will hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. We'll hear from Ryan Lomberg, Anthony Duclair, Matthew Tkachuk. We've also got a soundbite from Panthers president and CEO Matt Caldwell coming up. He held a media availability the other night at the Panthers regular season finale, the home game on Thursday against the Carolina Hurricanes. So that was Fan Appreciation Night, by the way. Big thanks to all of you who came out, who tuned in, who supported this team in any way possible all season long. It truly means the world to us. We couldn't do it without you. So thank you very much again. Also, Matt Benning signed with the Panthers, ending his collegiate career this week, and we have a little bit of reaction from him as well. So lots to get to in our opening segment. My friend and yours, Jameson Olive from the Territory Talk podcast, FloridaPanthers.com. You hear him in the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. You're going to hear him coming up in segment number two. He'll stop by. We'll take a look at the Boston series, hit on some X's and O's going into the series. And then later on in the program, a man who's got his finger on the pulse of the South Florida sports scene like not many others, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. He's going to be stopping by later on in the hour. So lots to get to as we preview the upcoming series. In mentioning that, the Panthers first-round playoff series, folks, get out a pad of paper and a pen because you'll want this schedule. The Panthers are in Boston coming up Monday at 7:30 p.m. Now, we'll be on the air across the radio network with all the action throughout the playoffs. But Monday's game, we'll have the pregame show at 7. We'll drop the puck at 7:30. Wednesday will be game two, Panthers in Boston, 7:30 Wednesday. Friday, the series will shift back to Sunrise. The Panthers home against Boston Friday at 7:30. And then game four will be a week from tomorrow. That's Sunday, April 23rd at FLA Live Arena. The Panthers and the Boston Bruins for a 3:30 in the afternoon start. The schedule beyond that, game five, if necessary, would be Wednesday, April 26th. Game six, if necessary, Friday, April 28th. Game seven, if necessary, Sunday, April 30th. And times on those games would become available as those games became necessary. So there's your schedule as far as how the Panthers are approaching the playoffs. Let's get into hearing from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice here in just a moment. Now, the Panthers wrapped up the regular season with a 6-4 loss to the Carolina Hurricanes the other night, but they already knew going into that game that their ticket had been punched to get into the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Panthers picked up 1 point in overtime loss against Toronto back on Monday. And then on Tuesday night, the Pittsburgh Penguins at home, they were playing the Chicago Blackhawks. Chicago won that game against Pittsburgh, and that was really what pushed the Panthers in and clinched their playoff spot for them. Buffalo also lost, and the Panthers were able to get their spot secured in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So coming to the rink on Wednesday for practice, the Panthers knew that they had a playoff spot sewn up, And as we get into hearing from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, this is what he had to say on Wednesday. This was after practice on Wednesday when I asked Paul Maurice how it felt to know that the playoff spot was all sewn up.
Yeah, it was good. Good feeling. It was not really waiting for games. I think mentally everybody had gotten to the point that we were going to have to win out. We weren't really the scoreboard watching with an expectation. But it is a great reminder of how hard it is, this league, and the accomplishment of getting to the top 16 is difficult. And this is, this idea is respectful. You've got an awful lot of Stanley Cup rings in that room in Pittsburgh, and you get a team that probably gets to the hotel at 3 o'clock in the morning that's on back-to-back nights that's going to miss the playoffs, and you play hard and you lose. Like, that's how tough it is. So it's a reminder of kind of what we've been through for the last 2.5 months, and the accomplishment that was made. So everybody, a different feel at the rink for sure today. There's an unusual lack of tension, the right amount of lack of tension on an off day. We haven't had a lack of tension in our off days, so it felt good today.
And the Panthers have that playoff spot all sewn up. That was back on Wednesday when they went to practice knowing that they had their playoff spot. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice once again. This time, after the game on Thursday night, the Panthers lost that game to Carolina. But this is Paul Maurice on the matchup against Boston, talking a little bit about the regular season series in which the Panthers beat Boston twice.
It is so hard to get into the playoffs. The 16 teams left all have enough talent to win. And then it's going to be grind and goaltending and all the hard things. So they are deep and they are good, and they've had a heck of a year. We had a really unusual run with them this year. The first one, we started with five, and Ekblad went down in that first game, and we played four. And then the game that we might have played our best hockey, we gave up seven. And then we had such a critical win in overtime here, tying it late and coming back. So I think a little bit of aberration in the games is good for us too, right? We've got some unique players.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. And now to hear from a few of the players. This is Panthers forward Ryan Lomberg as he talks about what lies ahead and the approach to the first round series.
Hell yeah, we're excited. Obviously they're a good team, so we got to take a couple of days and prepare here, but I think, we're up for the challenge and we're looking forward to it. I think, everybody in this room has confidence in the group that we can beat anybody in the league, so it doesn't matter if they got the most wins ever or whatever the case is, it don't matter for us up in here.
That's Ryan Lomberg of the Panthers right there, and now Anthony Duclair, another Panthers fan favorite He was asked, does he like the challenge of facing the Boston Bruins, the President's Trophy winners in round one?
Absolutely love it, and I think everybody in this locker room is confident. We love the challenge, and obviously coming in as huge underdogs, no pressure on us. I think that's great for us. We're in a great spot, and we really believe in our team, really believe what we can accomplish, and it's enough talk and just go out there and play.
I think it's just focusing on us. Obviously against these guys, we're gonna have to stay disciplined. We can't have these guys go on a power play frenzy. How talented they are, obviously breaking records all year, so I think for us, just playing our game, keeping things simple, keep it tight, and play as a five-man unit, every shift.
Anthony Duclair there. Here's Matthew Tkachuk, who had a monster first season as a Florida Panther. Some thoughts from him heading into this first round series, which begins on Monday.
We're not just happy getting into playoffs here. Like that's we believe that we have a good enough team that you never know what can happen in these situations here. I mean, I've been, when I was in Calgary, I've been a couple times on the other side of it, when you're the highest seed and you play teams that are playing well coming in, and it's not as easy as it seems. So, with that being said, we got, greatest team in regular season history. So it's gonna be a challenge for sure, but something that we're really, really looking forward to.
Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers there. Here's Panthers president, CEO Matt Caldwell. He held media availability during the game on Thursday, during the first intermission of that game against the Carolina Hurricanes fan appreciation night. He was asked about the importance of a fourth straight postseason appearance on and off the ice.
It's all about consistency. In any market, you got to show the fans hope, and you got to show them that you're going to be consistent. Especially in hockey, you never know when you're going to make your run, right? There's so much that can happen in the playoffs. So you see all the great teams like Tampa and Colorado, they're in it every year, right? And then they break through. So that's our plan, is to hopefully make the playoffs every year. But the mission remains the same, just like as Vinny said, from day one, to win the Stanley Cup. So you got to get the playoffs first to do it. I mean, listen, you all know winning sells in sports, right? But also the hope of winning, like when the fans know that you're trying and you're consistent and you have another playoff appearance, and you know the crowds have been amazing during the regular season, and they get even more intense in playoffs. So, I mean, we are all-time record highs for a franchise, for our revenue, for our attendance. We saw a bunch of new sponsors this year with AutoNation, Amerant Bank became our official bank, Waste Management is back. You know, they were here in the early days. So, it's at Bally's. We have a renewed with Bally's, a big deal there. Live Nation on the concert side, they're helping us at War Memorial as well. So all of our partners believe in us. The fans have stayed resilient. The fans are my most favorite because they've been through a lot, especially the folks that have been here since day one. I mean, next year is going to be 30 years. 30 years as a franchise. So we'll have some good things kicking for next season, and I know the fans are super jacked.
Panthers president, CEO Matt Caldwell there. And yeah, next year is going to be the 30th anniversary of the Florida Panthers here in South Florida. So we've looked ahead into the near future, I guess you could say, with the Panthers playoff series that's coming up against the Boston Bruins. But looking ahead to the future in another way, the Panthers fourth-round pick back in 2020, Matt Benning, defenseman, coming out of the University of Denver. If the name sounds familiar, his dad, Brian, was an original Florida Panthers player. Signed a 3-year entry-level contract this week. Here is Matt Benning on why this was the time to make the jump from college and what he hopes to get being around this team at such an important time of the year.
Yeah, just how the guys interact with each other, how, they've been really welcoming with me. So it's been really welcoming here, and I'm just happy to see these guys go on a run here. Yeah, I've been it's been a dream to play in the NHL, and I think Florida, they've communicated with me well, and this organization is wonderful. They've treated me with so much value, and I just thought it was the time to come in and show myself.
So Matt Benning there, great two-way defenseman during his collegiate time, and a very decorated defenseman. So the Panthers certainly excited to have him as a part of the future. Again, signed his 3-year entry-level contract this week. Again, a reminder, coming up Monday will be Game 1, Panthers at Boston, 7:30 start time. Wednesday will be Game 2, Panthers in Boston. The series will shift back to Sunrise for Game 3. That'll be Friday, 7:30 at FLA Live Arena, and Sunday, a week from tomorrow, 3:30 in the afternoon, Sunday, April 23rd, Panthers and Bruins at FLA Live Arena, Game 4. Game 5, if necessary, will be Wednesday, April 26th. Game 6, if necessary, Friday, April 28th. That'll be back in Sunrise. Game 7, Sunday, April 30th, if necessary. That'll be in Boston. It's the 2-2-1-1-1 format in the National Hockey League. So that's the schedule once again as the Panthers prepare for this upcoming first-round playoff series against the Boston Bruins. The Panthers 2023 Stanley Cup playoffs, once again presented by our friends at City Furniture. So great to have them on board once again. Another success story from the regular season. Panthers fans this season were working in partnership with Amerant Bank to support military veterans throughout our community. For every save during the regular season, $40 was donated to nonprofits supporting military veterans. We finished the regular season at $93,440 with 2,336 saves. Great partnership there, Panthers and Amerant Bank. And again, a great cause there benefiting as well. Coming up next segment, Jamison Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast. He's going to stop by. We'll break down the upcoming series with Boston. Later on in the show, Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press. He'll be stopping by as well. Lots to get to as we preview this first-round series, Panthers and the Bruins, set to begin on Monday in Boston at 7:30 p.m. I'm Doug Plagans. More of the Panthers Insider Show is next right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Panthers preparing to take on the Boston Bruins in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoff series will begin on Monday night at 7:30 in Boston. Game 2 will be Wednesday night at 7:30 in Boston. Game 3 will be 7:30 on Friday night back at FLA Live Arena in Sunrise. And then a week from tomorrow, Sunday, April 23rd, the Panthers will host Game 4 at FLA Live Arena in Sunrise, and that'll be at 3:30 in the afternoon start. Beyond that, it's all if necessary, April 26th in Boston, April 28th back in Sunrise, April 30th in Boston for a Game 7, if necessary. But the series begins on Monday. A lot of excitement, Panthers and the Boston Bruins, getting their playoff series going coming up here in just a couple of days. And, well, I had a chance to chat with Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com. You know him from the Territory Talk podcast as well, the Panthers' official Territory Talk official podcast, Territory Talk. You can find it FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk or wherever you get your podcast, presented by our friends over at Baptist Health. And the first thing I asked Jameson about was, well, no matter what happens here, I think it's going to mean something to a lot of Panthers fans, the Alex Lyon late season surge of 2023.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a fun piece of trivia 25 years from now. It's going to be, who's the goaltender that carried the Panthers to the playoffs back in 2023? And a lot of people are going to get that answer. So it's been great. And sometimes, you know, especially, let's not forget, the Panthers didn't cruise into the playoffs. They snuck in. They just made it in by the skin of their teeth there. And a big part of that's Alex Lyon, you know, going 6-1-1 down the stretch there after Bob was knocked out of the lineup with that illness. And he's kind of, like you said, folk hero status. You see the signs in the stands. You hear the Lyon chants going on. And now for the Panthers, it's about seeing how much more magic's left in them. And for a guy like Lyon, you know, he's up to the challenge. He's ready to go. He's a guy that, you know, won the Calder Cup last year in the AHL, so he's used to championship runs. He's 30 years old. He's been around the league. He's been in a couple teams. He's not really fazed by anything. I don't think you have to worry about the bright lights getting to Alex Lyon. But more than anything, you know, that's a guy the Panthers rallied around. And sometimes when you're, you know, in dire straits, and for the Panthers, it was losing 4 games in a row, and for a while, you know, in that moment, a lot of people were saying that might have been the season, and he comes right into the pipes and, you know, takes it from there. A lot of times in those moments, you just need something to rally around. Sometimes, in any sport, really, whether it's, you know, basketball, football, hockey, sometimes it's a song, sometimes it's a fan, sometimes it's a weird idea. It can be a lot of things, and sometimes it's just a guy. And for the Panthers, it's been Alex Lyon. You know, that first win he had in Toronto, they were blasting Just Can't Wait to Be King from the Lyon King in the locker room, and then we heard a lot of that after that, every game following. So they definitely rallied around him, and he's been fantastic ever since. I mean, you throw out that game in the finale against the Hurricanes, and in all those starts he had, you know, before that game, 2 or fewer goals allowed. So he's been really steady back there. He's had some games where he has had to make a lot of saves, but some big saves. And then, of course, he's had games like he had against the Senators where he had to make 56 saves and really kind of steal the show.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast here with us, talking Panthers heading into the Stanley Cup playoffs. Of course, a first-round series with the Boston Bruins coming up here, and certainly a tall order going up against Boston. But the Panthers had their share of success, more success than just about anybody else had against Boston during the regular season. They beat them twice, had some good games against them, albeit back in January and earlier. So it's been a while since the Panthers saw the Boston Bruins. But I guess just from a broad scope, Jameson, looking at this matchup, obviously a tall order, but I think anybody would say if you want to win it all this year, you're probably going to have to go through the Boston Bruins. You may as well do it right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good way to look at it. And for the Panthers, they work so hard to get in. At this point, I really don't think they care who they're playing. They're in and they got a shot. And Paul Maurice said as much. There's 16 teams. All 16 teams are good. All 16 teams can win. You look at the Panthers bench, assistant coach Jamie Compton won as an 8 seed with the Los Angeles Kings. So they got people that know how to do this and that have done this. And for the Cats as well, let's not forget, they were the toast of the NHL last season and they lost in the second round. They had the President's Trophy. It really doesn't mean much. Once you get in, all these teams are good. Anything can happen. And at no point can you say, oh, you know, a team avoided a bunch of teams and won the Stanley Cup. There's no cakewalks to the Stanley Cup. Eventually, you're going to have these super tough matchups, and they're all tough matchups. So for the Panthers, that being said, this is the toughest matchup in the playoffs for any team. This is the Boston Bruins, you know, most points, most wins ever in a season by an NHL team. But that being said, the Panthers have to feel a little good about this matchup. They did match up well this season. Like you said, those matchups were a long time ago, but a lot of the faces are the same on both sides. The Panthers, one of two teams in the NHL to win twice against the Bruins this year, so clearly some rare company there. The other team, oddly enough, the Ottawa Senators. Of course, we've seen how dangerous they can be at times. But the matchup itself, you know, at 5-on-5, the possession numbers, you know, just about 50% split. The Bruins are the very slight edge. And expected goals at 5-on-5. The Bruins only about one better than the Panthers. You look at the actual goals, you know, overall, the Bruins only outscored the Panthers 17-15 this year in those four games. Panthers power play operating around 20%. Bruins around 24%. So an actually really even season series, especially if you then factor in that first loss the Panthers had early in the season when they were pretty much had four defensemen the whole game, Brandon Montour, Aaron Ekblad, both injured. So overall, you like what they did in the season series. You hope they can bring that same fire into the playoffs, and I think that fire really starts with Matthew Tkachuk, and I'm really excited to see not only what he does, but Alexander Barkov. Let's not forget, this is four straight years to the playoffs for him now. He knows what to expect. He was on fire down the home stretch. You mentioned Alex Lyon, Brandon Montour, Gustav Forsling, Aaron Ekblad. I can go down the list. There's a lot of guys here that, you know, have playoff experience now that I'm excited to see how they rise to this challenge, but you got to think Matthew Tkachuk first and foremost is just itching to get to that game one.
No question about it. Jameson Aulla, FloridaPanthers.com, here with us, and you mentioned Tkachuk, you mentioned Barkov as well. Is there a particular matchup in this series you're most interested to see how it plays out? And goaltending notwithstanding, in any playoff series, goaltending is always the X factor. But looking at the skaters matching up in this one, is it a potential Barkov against Bergeron matchup throughout the series, or is there something else that stands out for you that could be a particularly important individual player matchup?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Obviously, the home team has last changed, so it's going to see what coaches do in terms of that Barkov-Bergeron matchup. Do they always put them head-to-head? Do they try to avoid each other? What's going on out there? Of course, two guys with Selke trophies to their names. Obviously, Bergeron a couple more than Barkov. But regardless, two of the top two-way players in the NHL. And I think at some point, maybe you just look at paper on paper and you say, those guys cancel each other out. They're both elite. They're both stars. Let's just forget about them. They're going to do their thing. Same when you look at Marchand and Tkachuk, two super high-scoring agitators out there, physical guys. Maybe they cancel each other out. So I think, you know, maybe the biggest X factor for me might be the kind of Carter Verhaeghe, David Pastrnak matchup. Of course, two high-scoring guys, a ton of goals this season. Verhaeghe leading the Panthers, Pastrnak leading the Bruins. And even though those guys really don't go head-to-head per se, I think both those guys are going to be trying to light the lamp a lot here in round one. And for the Panthers, I think that ultimate goal for them might be trying to shut down David Pastrnak. He's a guy that, if you give him time and space, even if you don't, he's going to get a shot off. He's going to take some wicked snipes. He's going to pick corners. It's going to be tough for Panthers goaltending. You can't let traffic get in front. You got to win the battle around the net. You got to clear things out in front of the blue paint. But it's going to take sacrifice. I think there's going to have to be a lot of block shots from the Panthers. Mark Stahl is really probably going to take a beating, you know, getting in the way of those shots from David Pastrnak. But that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to help the goaltenders out. They're going to have to, you know, really get in the way of the shots. They're going to have to break up passing lanes. So in terms of individuals, there's a lot of unique one-on-ones. But I think overall, for the Panthers, it's just, you know, doing the best you can to contain David Pastrnak in that shot.
Jameson Aulla, FloridaPanthers.com, here with us. And Jameson, you've been around this team in various capacities for a long time. How much buzz can you sense from the fact that this team has now become a regular, it's safe to say, a regular in the playoff landscape here in these last few years? I mean, there was throughout the Panthers history early, there were some, you know, some just runs that were isolated. They'd get there and then there'd be a break and they'd get there again. But now they're becoming a regular here in this realm in the Bill Zito era.
Yeah, I think I did the numbers there. They made the playoffs the last 4 years. If you count the play-in prior to that, I think they made it five times in 25 years. So you can't do anything with that. You can't build with that. That's tough. We obviously always remember, you know, from when they made the playoffs in the early 2000s to not make it again until, was it 2012? So that's just a decade of, you know, bravo to the fans that really stuck through that and we're still here every single day, because there are quite a few of them, those super fans. So to, you know, do what they're doing now, that's all that matters. You really can't build the best team every year. All you can do, especially as a general manager, is just build a really good team that's going to make the playoffs every single year and then eventually break through. Because like we've said before, the best team doesn't always win. There's a reason, you know, they call the President's Trophy's curse. It's because rarely does the best team in the NHL win the Stanley Cup. It's just about making it every year, increasing your odds and trying. And that's what, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning did. They made it a lot of years, then they started winning. You look at the Colorado Avalanche, you know, breaking through. They made it a lot of years before that. Rarely does a team just kind of surprise and show up out of nowhere, win, and then they're done. It really takes, you know, consistent success, consistently getting back there. So for the Panthers, they're buying a ticket every year now, and they keep going in. You know, that first year, bounced by the Lightning, or should I say, if we go back to the bubble, bounced by the Islanders. you know, then bounced by the Lightning. Then, you know what, they went around. First time since 96 last year, then bounced in the second round. Now here they are. Can they go a little bit farther? You know, we'll see what happens here. So for the Cats, it really is just about consistent success, consistently making it back to the playoffs. And for the fan base, you talk about the buzz, fans know that now. And even the non-fans, people in the market just know the Panthers are a good team. They don't know what they're doing every year. They might not know what's happening every night, but they know they got a good hockey team here in Broward County. And when playoff time comes, they're going to tune in and check it out. And I think a lot of that also has to do with the fact that it's not just they keep making it. They've been making it with the same guys here lately. Fans know Barkov. Mm-hmm. They know Aaron Ekblad. Of course, he's only been here a season, but everyone knows Matthew Tkachuk now, especially with the All-Star game and all the theatrics and the show he put on. But, you know, even Carter Verhaeghe's been here a while now. Ryan Lomberg's a fan favorite. He's been here a while now. People are now getting attached to the team and these guys. And, of course, hockey, there's changes every season. But for the most part, the Panthers, they have their core, especially with Chucky and Barkey here for the next, well, after this year, seven more years. But they're built. They're built here to now, like I said, keep making the playoffs here, keep being successful every year. And then maybe one year it works out and you break through.
Jameson Hall, FloridaPanthers.com, here with us. Last thing before we let you get going, kind of a two-parter. Is there another series in the Eastern Conference that particularly interests you, whether it's the Rangers and the Devils, the Lightning and the Leafs, the Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Islanders? And when you look at those three series, so we're not talking about the Panthers and the Bruins, looking at the other three series, is there one of those series where you feel like the lower seed has the best chance to move on? Of course, the Rangers, the lower seed, then the Devils, the Islanders, the lower seed, then Carolina, and the Lightning, the lower seed, then Toronto.
It's tough to say because I think, like we said, I really don't think seeding matters too much. Anything can happen in the NHL. So if I'm picking just one matchup, I think the one with the most intrigue, obviously, in hockey is probably Lightning Leafs.
Return matchup.
Yes. Yep. Don't get me wrong. You know, Rangers Devils is going to be great theater. It's going to be so fun. That obviously those two teams so close to each other. You know, the Rangers have been trying for so long. The Devils have been trying for so long. Young talent on both sides. It's going to be great to watch. But just the storylines in the Leafs and Lightning. Obviously, the Lightning had been, you know, the model for so long. But this season, especially here late in the season, they were struggling a bit. And if they lose that first round series, maybe we start talking about, you know, is the window finally starting to close a little bit for the Lightning? Their core is getting a little bit older. You know, they lost in the first round. What does this mean? We'll have that conversation.
Yeah, they kind of limp to the end.
Yeah, they'll have that conversation. They'll have the what does this mean conversation if they lose that series. Whereas you look at the Maple Leafs, and they've been trying for a long time to make that run. And they have been able to. They have been able to get out of that first round. And here we are now. You know, Kyle Dubas, their general manager, pushed all the chips in there at the trade deadline. They moved a lot of picks. They moved a lot of pieces. I think they have maybe 8 or 9 NHL caliber defensemen. They really loaded up with a lot of guys to make this run. And if it doesn't work out, this was the shot. This was the Hail Mary. They tried it all, and if it doesn't work out, that's when maybe after that series happens. Of course, in Canada, they're going to be talking about it 24/7. But they'll be saying, you know, do you pivot now? Did this design, did this core, did it not just get it done? And you and I have talked before. Does, you know, Auston Matthews' contract's up not too long from now. If they can't get it done, does he start looking elsewhere? And that's, of course, one of the top five names in hockey right there. So I think in terms of immediate impact and possible, you know, long-term impact, that Lightning Leaf series is going to be great.
Going to be an exciting Stanley Cup playoffs, no doubt about it. It always is. Big thanks, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast for stopping by there. Always great to catch up with him. You can hear him in the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast as well. Panthers and the Bruins, Game 1 will be Monday, 7:30 p.m. We'll be on the air with Panthers preview at 7 o'clock to get you all set up for that one as the Stanley Cup playoffs begin. Panthers and the Bruins kicking off their series Monday night. Joining us on the other side of the break to talk even more about the upcoming Stanley Cup playoffs and look back at the season, the regular season that was for the Florida Panthers, and to talk about what it all means, a man who's got his finger on the pulse like not many others in the South Florida sports scene, one of my favorite associates from the Associated Press, Tim Reynolds, is going to stop by straight ahead. That's going to be on the other side of the break. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
A Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show, the first Stanley Cup playoff edition of the Panthers Insider Show here in 2023. Doug Plagans with you as the Panthers are set to begin their first round series Monday night on the road in Boston. Game one will start at 7:30. Game two is Wednesday at 7:30 in Boston. The series shifts back to South Florida on Friday at 7:30 at FLA Live Arena. And then a week from tomorrow, Sunday, April 23rd, game four at FLA Live Arena. That'll be at 3:30 in the afternoon start. And then we'll have game five, if necessary, on the 26th. Game six, if necessary, back in Sunrise on the 28th. And then game seven in Boston will be on April 30th, if necessary. Joining me now here on the Panthers Insider Show, you can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds, because his name is Tim Reynolds. He's one of my favorite associates. He joins us from the Associated Press. Great to be associated with you on this fine morning, Tim. How are you?
Dougie, your energy just comes through the phone. It's got me fired up on this coffee-less Saturday morning. I haven't even had coffee yet because I didn't need it. I didn't need it with the energy that you bring. I love it, my guy. I love it.
Well, thank you very much. We love it when you stop by here on the Panthers Insider Show or wherever and whenever we have a chance to talk to you. So the first thing, Tim, before we get into the series, what it all means, I asked Jameson all of this last segment. We talked about it a little bit, but in the future, regardless of what happens on this playoff run, I think the Alex Lyon late season surge of 2023 is always going to mean something to the South Florida sports fan. What do you think about that?
Well, it should. I hope it does. He's just a remarkable story. I mean, he's not a young guy. I mean, this is a guy who stopped 94 shots in an AHL playoff game a couple of years ago. He holds about a billion records at a small school for dumb kids called Yale. It's a unbelievable tale that this kid has spun. I mean, you go to him almost out of desperation. I mean, Twitter, which is never wrong, we know this, Twitter was reporting widely that the season was over. I thought they were going to break up the ice. There was locker clean-out day. I mean, the season was over. And then here comes this guy, and now the Florida Panthers are singing Disney songs in the locker room after every game. It's been one of those classic out of nowhere sports stories that when they happen, you better appreciate them because they don't happen all the time. This has been a remarkable run by the guy, an absolutely remarkable run. He put a team on his back with, I'm guessing, due respect to Panther fans, probably three out of every four of them at home games probably had no real idea who the dude was, and they're in the playoffs because of him. It's an amazing tale.
Yeah, he just battles every night. His teammates love him, and it's been a really exciting thing to watch here over the course of the last month or so. And well, now, Tim, we look ahead, and interestingly enough, you've got the Panthers going up against a Boston team who had a historically good regular season, the best regular season that the NHL has ever seen, especially in the modern era and in recent history. And you've got the Miami Heat going up against another team with pedigree in the Milwaukee Bucks. So a couple of the teams that you keep a close eye on with some pretty stiff tests going into the playoffs, but at the same time, I guess keeping the focus on the Panthers, Tim, for the Panthers, a big test, but in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it is the ultimate you just got to get in tournament. And Anthony Duclair said they love this matchup. They go in without the pressure. What do you think of this Panthers-Bruins matchup? Because you'd think that if you're going to win a Stanley Cup this year, you're probably going to have to go through Boston anyway, so the Panthers are getting it going against the Bruins right away.
Look, I've always thought, and this is not going to be a real hot take here, but if you're playing your best football, basketball, hockey, soccer, baseball, whatever it is, if you're playing your best at the end of the year, if you're relatively healthy, if you've got good momentum and good energy, you've got a chance. Like, that's all. That's all I think any coach could ask for, is go into the playoffs playing your best. The Panthers are playing their best. Now, the Bruins are too, which is, you know, we'll get to them in a second, sure. There's no reason, like, Duke's right. Like, there's no reason for them not to love this matchup. I mean, what's not to love? I mean, one, you know, look, Florida was a one seed last year. Boston's a one seed this year. And you drew the parallel to the Heat. You know, the Heat were a one seed in the East last year. You think Milwaukee wanted to see them coming? I mean, you know, the Bucks, like you said, the Bucks do have pedigree. Well, so do the Heat. The Bruins, I mean, incredible pedigree, storied pedigree. I wouldn't say the Panthers have, quote, pedigree yet. I think that takes time. I think that takes championships. But last 2 years, who wants to see this team coming? Who wants to see a team with Matthew Tkachuk coming? First player in 17 years with 100 points and 100 penalty minutes. And the guys who have done that, like every guy in the league who's ever done it, is an absolute god. Crosby, Thornton, Lindros, Gilmore, Raymond, Robitaille, Shanahan, Bobby Orr. When you're on a list with Bobby Orr, like, you want to see that guy coming? So I honestly think that this is the matchup that Boston, if they were rooting, did not want to see this team, because this is obviously an accomplished team that's rolling with nothing to lose. And that makes them, I think, so dangerous. It guarantees you nothing, but it makes them so dangerous against the Boston Bruins, who must win the cup now for this to be a successful season. You don't get a billion points in the regular season and not win a cup and have it be considered a successful year. The Florida Panthers learned that last year. All the pressure in the world is on the Boston Bruins, and this is the first time they're going to face a pressure cooker all season. They've been in first place since, like, the sixth game of the year. They've had a double-digit lead in the East for the last 3 months, and then they just took off with it and just made it whatever it ended up being, so this huge margin. They haven't faced any adversity at all this year. The Panthers have been on the ropes since, what, mid-November? So Duke's right. I love the matchup for Florida. I really do.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press here with us, kind enough to take some time out here on a Saturday morning. And in mentioning that, Tim, I think you touched on it a bit there, but the way this team battled and the way they stuck to the plan and the way that there were no panic moves made throughout the year. And, you know, we heard the trade rumors circulating. I think you and I talked shortly around, sometime around the trade deadline. And Bill Zito knew that they had the pieces there to stay the course. And Paul Maurice stayed the course, did a heck of a job with this team. The way they fought to the end, and like I said, stayed the course, and eventually things really just clicked. If you look at the second half, after January 1st, this team's record's right there with a team like Toronto. And everybody talks about the Leafs as a Stanley Cup contender. So I think it was impressive, wouldn't you say, Tim, the way that this team just, they knew they had the pieces, and everything really did just come together as the season went on.
Well, to go back to the trade deadline, you're absolutely right. I mean, sometimes the best move is the one you don't make. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't every other team in the NHL do something around the trade deadline?
I think sure felt that way.
I don't think I'm exaggerating. I think every other team in the league was involved in some sort of trade. Now, they weren't all blockbusters, of course, but every team did something. And Bill Zito did nothing. Nothing. Now, again, there weren't a ton of moves that made sense. But he could have, they could have waved the white flag. They could have given up on the season. They could have tried to accrue assets and said, you know what, this group, it's just not going to happen. We'll move on. They held firm. And the message that sent to the dressing room, I think, was huge. And look at just the last month. You know, the comeback cats were a thing last year. Well, the last month of this season, no team in the NHL has more comeback wins than Florida. Mm-hmm. They had six comeback wins in the last month of the year. They're starting to play like the group we saw last year again. When the message comes down from the front office that we're not breaking this up, we're not giving up, we're not throwing in the towel, we're not playing for next year, we believe in this room. Sometimes a team just needs to hear that. And so, Bill Zito, I'm sure he was trying. I'm sure there were things they discussed. But to me, the biggest moment of the year was when the trade deadline passed and Bill Zito had done nothing. I just think that just sent, it was an amazing message of courage. It showed, I think it was very inspiring to his guys. You know, Paul Maurice is still learning his way here. I mean, everyone made a big deal about, you know, him yelling, you know, the yelling thing on the bench 3 weeks ago. Florida Panthers have been a pretty good hockey team since then. Like, sometimes things that get perceived as failure, oh my gosh, Bill Zito didn't make a trade. Oh, my gosh, Paul Maurice yelling at guys on the bench. You know what? I think the room read it a real different way than a lot of us did. So I think the failure, quote-unquote failures of this team were their big successes. Bill did a great job by doing absolutely nothing.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press here with us a few minutes out from our hard stop here at the end of the program, Tim. But one more thing I want to get to with you. This Panthers team now, this four straight years they've played into the postseason. Of course, the first year was the qualifying round and a very unique season, to say the least, back in 2020. But now they've qualified for the playoffs three straight years. So four straight years of postseason hockey here in South Florida. At this point, they're regulars in the Eastern Conference playoff landscape. What does that mean on the ice, in the room, the culture, the buzz in the market to have this team be a playoff regular?
Well, first off, it's the first step toward building something. I mean, you can't just talk about it. You've got to be about it. You've got to will it into existence. Look, there have been nights this year, the crowds, you know, when I'm at FLA Live Arena, seeing people in the top rows of the building is pretty impressive. We're not too far removed from not seeing that, right? People talk about the Panthers. People follow the Panthers. People know who Matthew Tkachuk is. People know who Alexander Barkov are. People even know how to say their names correctly now. It's an unbelievable thing in this market. I honestly, they're here. I mean, obviously there are steps. You know, there's the one thing that they haven't done yet that will take this thing to the next level. But there's an appreciation of who they are. And I think people, even without knowing hockey, like you don't have to know, you know, back-checking from whatever. Without even knowing hockey, you can look at this team and say, wow, they score a lot of goals. They're an awful lot of fun. They're a physical group. The crowd's into it. You know, the building's noisy. It's a great game experience there. It really is. The All-Star game, I think, was an incredible launching pad because now other people are coming in to Florida and saying, wow, this is what it can be like here. And I think that will help them, you know, in free agency and whatnot down the road. There's just nothing not to like. And the dog days are behind us. And by the way, Dougie, I would have said that even if this team hadn't made a run. Mm-hmm. Like, if it didn't work this year, yes, it would have been a step back. But it doesn't become a bad franchise overnight. And the War Memorial, I think, is going to be another step. It gets people more engaged.
Yep.
It's going to introduce more people to hockey. I just think they just keep hitting the right chords, and it's no longer a laughing stock. It hasn't been for a long time. Those days are dead and gone. Now let's have them take the next step. Let's have the parade already. Let's have you broadcasting a parade, and then we'll really see what can happen in this market.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. Tim, as always, we thank you very much for stopping by. You can sit next to me on that parade when that time comes around.
I'll be on the boat right with you, my guy.
Tim Reynolds, Associated Press, kind enough to stop by with us here. And that takes us to the end of the Panthers Insider Show. Game one, Monday at 7:30. The Panthers and the Bruins live from Boston. We'll have you covered across the radio network as the series kicks off. Thanks, Jameson Olive, for stopping by last segment. Again, thanks to Tim for joining us this segment. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show, the first Stanley Cup playoff edition of the Panthers Insider Show here in 2023. Doug Plagan's with you as the Panthers are set to begin their first round series Monday night on the road in Boston. Game one will start at 7:30. Game two is Wednesday at 7:30 in Boston. The series shifts back to South Florida on Friday at 7:30 at FLA Live Arena. And then a week from tomorrow, Sunday, April 23rd, game four at FLA Live Arena. That'll be a 3:30 in the afternoon start. And then we'll have game five, if necessary, on the 26th. Game six, if necessary, back in Sunrise on the 28th. And then game seven in Boston will be on April 30th, if necessary. Joining me now here on the Panthers Insider Show, you can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds, because his name is Tim Reynolds. He's one of my favorite associates. He joins us from the Associated Press. Great to be associated with you on this fine morning. Tim, how are you?
Dougie, Your energy just comes through the phone. It's got me fired up on this coffee-less Saturday morning. I haven't even had coffee yet because I didn't need it. I didn't need it with the energy that you bring. I love it, my guy. I love it.
Well, thank you very much. We love it when you stop by here on the Panthers Insider Show or wherever and whenever we have a chance to talk to you. So the first thing, Tim, before we get into the series, what it all means, I asked Jameson all of this last segment. We talked about it a little bit, but in the future, regardless of what happens on this playoff run, I think the Alex Lyon late season surge of 2023 is always going to mean something to the South Florida sports fan. What do you think about that?
Well, it should. I hope it does. He's just a remarkable story. I mean, he's not a young guy. I mean, this is a guy who stopped 94 shots in an AHL playoff game a couple of years ago. He holds about a billion records at a small school for dumb kids called Yale. It's a unbelievable tale that this kid has spun. I mean, you go to him almost out of desperation. I mean, Twitter, which is never wrong, we know this, Twitter was reporting widely that the season was over. I thought they were going to break up the ice. There was locker clean-out day. I mean, the season was over. And then here comes this guy, and now the Florida Panthers are singing Disney songs in the locker room after every game. It's been one of those classic out of nowhere sports stories that when they happen, you better appreciate them because they don't happen all the time. This has been a remarkable run by the guy, an absolutely remarkable run. He put a team on his back with, I'm guessing, due respect to Panther fans, probably three out of every four of them at home games probably had no real idea who the dude was, and they're in the playoffs because of him. It's an amazing tale.
Yeah, he just battles every night. His teammates love him, and it's been a really exciting thing to watch here over the course of the last month or so. And well, now, Tim, we look ahead, and interestingly enough, you've got the Panthers going up against a Boston team who had a historically good regular season, the best regular season that the NHL has ever seen, especially in the modern era and in recent history. And you've got the Miami Heat going up against another team with pedigree in the Milwaukee Bucks. So a couple of the teams that you keep a close eye on with some pretty stiff tests going into the playoffs, but at the same time, I guess keeping the focus on the Panthers, Tim, for the Panthers, a big test, but in the Stanley Cup playoffs, it is the ultimate you just got to get in tournament. And Anthony Duclair said they love this matchup. They go in without the pressure. What do you think of this Panthers-Bruins matchup? Because you'd think that if you're going to win a Stanley Cup this year, you're probably going to have to go through Boston anyway, so the Panthers are getting it going against the Bruins right away.
Look, I've always thought, and this is not going to be a real hot take here, but if you're playing your best football, basketball, hockey, soccer, baseball, whatever it is, if you're playing your best at the end of the year, if you're relatively healthy, if you've got good momentum and good energy, you've got a chance. Like, that's all. That's all I think any coach could ask for, is go into the playoffs playing your best. The Panthers are playing their best. Now, the Bruins are too, which is, you know, we'll get to them in a second, sure. There's no reason, like, Duke's right. Like, there's no reason for them not to love this matchup. I mean, what's not to love? I mean, one, you know, look, Florida was a one seed last year. Boston's a one seed this year. And you drew the parallel to the Heat. You know, the Heat were a one seed in the East last year. You think Milwaukee wanted to see them coming? I mean, you know, the Bucks, like you said, the Bucks do have pedigree. Well, so do the Heat. The Bruins, I mean, incredible pedigree, storied pedigree. I wouldn't say the Panthers have, quote, pedigree yet. I think that takes time. I think that takes championships. But last 2 years, who wants to see this team coming? Who wants to see a team with Matthew Tkachuk coming? First player in 17 years with 100 points and 100 penalty minutes. And the guys who have done that, like every guy in the league who's ever done it, is an absolute god. Crosby, Thornton, Lindros, Gilmore, Raymond, Robitaille, Shanahan, Bobby Orr. When you're on a list with Bobby Orr, like, you want to see that guy coming? So I honestly think that this is the matchup that Boston, if they were rooting, did not want to see this team, because this is obviously an accomplished team that's rolling with nothing to lose. And that makes them, I think, so dangerous. It guarantees you nothing, but it makes them so dangerous against the Boston Bruins, who must win the cup now for this to be a successful season. You don't get a billion points in the regular season and not win a cup and have it be considered a successful year. The Florida Panthers learned that last year. All the pressure in the world is on the Boston Bruins, and this is the first time they're going to face a pressure cooker all season. They've been in first place since, like, the sixth game of the year. They've had a double-digit lead in the East for the last 3 months, and then they just took off with it and just made it whatever it ended up being, so this huge margin. They haven't faced any adversity at all this year. The Panthers have been facing – the Panthers have been on the ropes since, what, mid-November? So Duke's right. I love the matchup for Florida. I really do.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press here with us, kind enough to take some time out here on a Saturday morning. And in mentioning that, Tim, I think you touched on it a bit there, but the way this team battled and the way they stuck to the plan and the way that there were no panic moves made throughout the year. And, you know, we heard the trade rumors circulating. I think you and I talked shortly around, sometime around the trade deadline. And Bill Zito knew that they had the pieces there to stay the course. And Paul Maurice stayed the course, did a heck of a job with this team. The way they fought to the end, and like I said, stayed the course, and eventually things really just clicked. If you look at the second half, after January 1st, this team's record's right there with a team like Toronto, and everybody talks about the Leafs as a Stanley Cup contender. So I think it was impressive, wouldn't you say, Tim, the way that this team just, they knew they had the pieces, and everything really did just come together as the season went on.
Well, to go back to the trade deadline, you're absolutely right. I mean, sometimes the best move is the one you don't make. And correct me if I'm wrong, didn't every other team in the NHL do something around the trade deadline?
I think sure felt that way.
I don't think I'm exaggerating. I think every other team in the league was involved in some sort of trade. Now, they weren't all blockbusters, of course, but every team did something. And Bill Zito did nothing. Nothing. Now, again, there weren't a ton of moves that made sense. But he could have, they could have waved the white flag. They could have given up on the season. They could have tried to accrue assets and said, you know what, this group, it's just not going to happen. We'll move on. They held firm. And the message that sent to the dressing room, I think, was huge. And look at just the last month. You know, the comeback cats were a thing last year. Well, the last month of this season, no team in the NHL has more comeback wins than Florida. Mm-hmm. They had six comeback wins in the last month of the year. They're starting to play like the group we saw last year again. When the message comes down from the front office that we're not breaking this up, we're not giving up, we're not throwing in the towel, we're not playing for next year, we believe in this room. Sometimes a team just needs to hear that. And so, Bill Zito, I'm sure he was trying. I'm sure there were things they discussed. But to me, the biggest moment of the year was when the trade deadline passed and Bill Zito had done nothing. I just think that just sent, it was an amazing message of courage. It showed, I think it was very inspiring to his guys. You know, Paul Maurice is still learning his way here. I mean, everyone made a big deal about, you know, him yelling, you know, the yelling thing on the bench 3 weeks ago. Florida Panthers have been a pretty good hockey team since then. Like, sometimes things that get perceived as failure. Oh my gosh, Bill Zito didn't make a trade. Oh my gosh, Paul Maurice yelling at guys on the bench. You know what? I think the room read it a real different way than a lot of us did. So I think the failure, quote unquote failures of this team were their big successes. Bill did a great job by doing absolutely nothing.
Tim Reynolds from the Associated Press here with us a few minutes out from our hard stop here at the end of the program, Tim. But one more thing I want to get to with you. And this Panthers team now, this four straight years they've played into the postseason. Of course, the first year was the qualifying round and a very unique season, to say the least, back in 2020. But now they've qualified for the playoffs three straight years. So four straight years of postseason hockey here in South Florida. At this point, they're regulars in the Eastern Conference playoff landscape. What does that mean? On the ice, in the room, the culture, the buzz in the market, to have this team be a playoff regular?
Well, first off, it's the first step toward building something. I mean, you can't just talk about it. You've got to be about it. You've got to will it into existence. Look, there have been nights this year, the crowds, you know, when I'm at FLA Live Arena, seeing people in the top rows of the building is pretty impressive. We're not too far removed from not seeing that, right? People talk about the Panthers. People follow the Panthers. People know who Matthew Tkachuk is. People know who Alexander Barkov are. People even know how to say their names correctly now. It's an unbelievable thing in this market. They're here. I mean, obviously there are steps. You know, there's the one thing that they haven't done yet that will take this thing to the next level. But there's an appreciation of who they are. And I think people, even without knowing hockey, like you don't have to know, you know, back-checking from whatever. Without even knowing hockey, you can look at this team and say, wow, they score a lot of goals. They're an awful lot of fun. They're a physical group. The crowd's into it. You know, the building's noisy. It's a great game experience there. It really is. The All-Star game, I think, was an incredible launching pad because now other people are coming in to Florida and saying, wow, this is what it can be like here. And I think that will help them, you know, in free agency and whatnot down the road. There's just nothing not to like. And the dog days are behind us. And by the way, Dougie, I would have said that even if this team hadn't made its run. Mm-hmm. Like, if it didn't work this year, yes, it would have been a step back. But it doesn't become a bad franchise overnight. And the War Memorial, I think, is going to be another step. It gets people more engaged.
Yeah,
it's going to introduce more people to hockey. I just think they just keep hitting the right chords, and it's no longer a laughing stock. It hasn't been for a long time. Those days are dead and gone. Now let's have them take the next step. Let's have the parade already. Let's have you broadcasting a parade, and then we'll really see what can happen in this market.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. Tim, as always, we thank you very much for stopping by. You can sit next to me on that parade when that time comes around.
I'll be on the boat right with you, my guy.
Tim Reynolds, Associated Press, kind enough to stop by with us here. And that takes us to the end of the Panthers Insider Show. Game one, Monday at 7:30. The Panthers and the Bruins live from Boston. We'll have you covered across the radio network as the series kicks off. Thanks, Jameson Olive, for stopping by last segment. Again, thanks to Tim for joining us this segment. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.